Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Go, Pack, go!
Oh, yeah, you can hit that anytime, and we're always going to respond the same.
Guess so. You know, the green and gold is all about the Packers, and now it comes to the big screen. You got Elizabeth and Radar. We're talking about the movie Green and Gold. Have you heard about this movie?
They were actually promoting it at the Packers game when we were there at Lambeau earlier this year.
Premiered at Marcus Majestic in Waukesha with Wisconsin's own Charlie Behrens, not only at the premiere, but he's also in the movie. Green and Gold also stars Craig T. Nelson. He's from the TV show Coach.
Who sang the national anthem at that Packers game?
Yeah. How did he do?
Well, we weren't in the stadium yet.
We were still
going through security, and we saw the flyover across the parking lot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But everyone said he did fine.
Okay, good. Well, Craig T. Nelson plays a struggling Wisconsin dairy farmer who literally bets the farm on the 1993 Green Bay Packers to win it all just to save the farm. Check this out.
I will make a little wager with you. The Pack go all the way. I will give you another year interest-free. And if they lose, you sign everything over to me.
I'm going to take the bet.
You better pray God owes the Pack a favor.
About that.
It's a
drama.
Is it a true story?
I don't know if it's a true story, but...
Is it based off of that?
It's based off of it. Charlie Behrens plays a radio announcer in the movie, and the movie's out next Friday for everybody to see.
Charlie, why didn't you reach out, man? We could give you some tips.
Well, these brothers that put this movie together, they grew up just north of Green Bay. Their grandpa was a dairy farmer and a diehard Packers fan. And you know what else is cool about this movie?
It's the most Wisconsin story ever.
Wisconsin's own Culver's helped get the movie produced as well. So you got some backing.
Welcome to Delicious.
Local backing and stuff. But that's kind of a tough bet to make. In 1993, the Packers didn't win the Super Bowl. This farmer should have waited until 1996 when they won the Super Bowl to throw that bet out there, don't you think?
But it's kind of a rough one. It makes you think, would you really bet that much on your team? I mean, there's people that go crazy for those bets. I get that, but everything to bet it all?
Bet the farm.
I'm already stressed enough watching the team play, and I don't have anything on the line. Then to imagine if I did. No way.
Go, Pack, go. You're not that strong with that? Come on.
I'm confident in our team. I mean, everything that fell apart towards the end with the injuries, that part wasn't good. But there's so much that's out of your control. Yeah.
Not sure what happens in the movie. Don't want to give any spoilers away. But you know that the Packers didn't win the Super Bowl in 1993. They didn't win at all.
No.
Not sure if that's going to play into the movie, but you're going to have to see it for yourself. Have you ever lost a bet? Like you threw something out there and you thought, all right, I'll throw this out. Yeah, let's go. And you wound up losing the bet. Because I've lost numerous bets thanks to the Green Bay Packers. Because I bet that my Chicago Bears were going to win on this show. I've had to eat cheese. I've had to put that jersey on.
You've had to do a lot.
Josh Jacobs jersey on recently.
I never ended up losing to you when we placed those Bears-Packers bets. So it's never actually happened. But I can think of a time when we were out in our hot tub and it was really cold out. It was winter and it had just dumped a bunch of snow. And it was my son, Brayson, Eric, and I. And Eric bet Brayson. He's like, I bet you won't jump out of this hot tub and go do a snow angel in the snow.
Yeah, yeah.
And Brayson said, I'll do you one better. I'll go jump out, do a snow angel, and I'll run the whole yard and then come back in the hot tub. And it was really cold out. And Eric said, there's no way you're going to do that. And Brayson says, how much you want to bet? How much you want to bet?
How much you want to bet? How much you want to bet?
Eric said, okay, sure. Yeah. All right. I'll bet you $20 you're not going to do it. Brayson jumped out of the pool.
He did.
Out of the hot tub. Yeah. Did all of this. Came back in. And then Brayson said, you need to pay up. And Eric laughed. We got out of the hot tub. Later that next day, I said, hey, did you Venmo Brayson? He said, Venmo him what? I said, you told him you were going to give him $20. Oh, he knew I was kidding.
The bet's no.
I said, a bet's a bet.
Brayson
comes out of his bedroom and I said, you were expecting $20.
Yeah. He said,
I was expecting $20. And I couldn't believe how Eric said, you really thought I was going to give you $20? You threw it out there. Bet's a bet. So I ended up Venmoing the $20 to Brayson because of bet's a bet. And he did it.
You had to do it.
Well, it comes out of the same account.
I know, but it's like your husband's the one who made the bet.
I couldn't believe that he was so, he wasn't serious. No, that kid was absolutely serious. And there was no way he was going to get out, do that in the snow, in the cold, if there wasn't actually money on the line.
Does anybody else have something funny that they bet? Like jumping out of a hot tub? What was the temperature and the snow?
Oh, this was, I mean, it was in the single digits.
Single digits?
It was very, very, very,
but
very cold out.
But he did it.
But he did it.
Yeah. Why do the kids do that? I remember my son Bones.
Because they're desperate for money. Are you kidding me? Well, you could, our nephew, we could give him any dollar amount to eat anything.
That's exactly what I was going to tell you about my son.
A dollar bill.
Yeah.
Jack, eat this sardine for a dollar. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
He's just like his mother. She was the same way, I guess, growing up. Love you, Marion. She'll eat anything for a dollar.
Give it to me. Kim, have you lost a bet or has someone you know lost a bet and had to pay up?
I did, yes.
Okay, we're talking about this because of the movie Green and Gold, where a farmer puts his farm up against the Packers winning it all back in 1993. It's a fun movie that's coming out January 31st. So we thought, let's ask people about their bets that they've lost. So what was it for you?
In high school, I bet my friend that if she did not cry at the end of a book, I would ask my crush out to winter ball.
Oh, boy. This is a real serious bet from back
time.
In the day.
If you don't cry, I'll ask him out.
There's a lot of pressure on the line.
And I lost. And I asked him, and we have been married for 13 years now.
Whoa! Good thing you lost that bet.
That's so great. Oh, my gosh, did that work out?
She claims all the glory to our relationship.
She should.
She should, absolutely.
She really, really, really should. That is such a cool story. Kim, congratulations. Thanks for sharing that.
Thank you.
Have a good one. So that reminds me, Lindsay Slater, the meteorologist at WISN 12 News.
Yes.
She and her husband, Lindsay. Mark, met sort of over a bet also. So Mark and his buddy were showing up to a party. They went to separate high schools in the area. He was, I think, Greendale, maybe Greenfield, but she was at Franklin.
She's Franklin, yeah.
And they were at different parties. And he and his buddies said, hey, rock, paper, scissors. Whoever wins gets to talk to the hottest girl there.
Okay.
Mark won. Got to talk to Lindsay. Obviously, the rest is history.
And at the
wedding, they played rock, paper, scissors, and Mark lost at the wedding.
Whoa, well, that's a good point to learn right there.
Oh, my gosh. These are such fun bet stories. If you've got something you want to share, you can send us a message on our Facebook page, or you can call or text 414-432-1099.